Taylor has been in the maritime industry for 30 years and holds a master's degree in economics and financial management. All of his experience is in the private sector. Incoming Jack's Port Board Chair Joe York says Taylor will bring the vision needed to continue growth at the port.
I mean, this isn't obviously a turnaround operation. This port is doing a very good job. I think where we've hired Brian is to take this port from doing very good to doing great. And I believe Brian's the right person to do that.
Some board members expressed concern that hiring someone from the private sector could be a problem since Jack's Port can't provide the kind of salary they would be used to. But York says he and other board members were assured by Taylor that won't be a problem, and he plans on staying at Jack's Port for a long time. Board Chairman Jim Cetrano and member John Anderson had first backed interim CEO Roy Schleicher to take the top job, but later backed Taylor so the vote could be unanimous. Taylor replaces Paul Anderson, who resigned in December to take over the Port of Tampa. Kevin Mershart, WJCT News.